Now we're blocking out all of Sydney. So any new information you need to know, any new border passes, we'll bring all that info to you in a few minutes from now.
This is unfair.
What? Oh, no, it's unfair to you because you sprayed Karen's yesterday.
Yeah, but that was a legitimate reason. Because Karens are Karens.
All Karens.
All Karens.
Oh, wow.
And now you sit there and try and reverse.
Oh, well, we're giving Karens the right of reply. This is what you had to say yesterday about Karens.
Well, they've been over the news everywhere lately. Oh, Karens, Karens, and Karens. We've got to talk about them. The wannabe Karens, the could have been Karens, and just Karens in general. Just Karens in general. The more they complain, the more you are a Karen.
Exactly. Mm. You bunch them all into the one basket. You know my theory?
What's that?
Is the Karens. When they're young, they never, no one ever stuffed with their name. It's well, character building when, like mine, Bridget, Frigid, Midget, Digit, tell us a story, Bridge. Oh, hey, bitch, what? No, my name's Bridge. Yeah, I used to cop it, and it's character building. You kind of go, oh, yeah. But Karen's probably didn't cop anything.
So you're with me?
No, I think you bundle them all in one basket. I'm just saying they could be a little sensitive.
All right, well, Karens, this is your right of reply, 132710. Karens of the Gold Coast, have we got one here? Good morning.
Yes, my name is Karen.
Where are you from, Karen?
I'm from Logan Village.
Oh, no. That's a double whammy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, and that sounds worse, doesn't it? A bogan from Logan.
Hey, you said it. You said it.
Apparently.
All right. Well, are you sick of people calling, saying derogatory things about Karens?
Oh, my God. And I answer the phone for a reception, and every time I say Karen, I get somebody says something to me about Karen.
Leave me alone.
Have you ever thought about changing your name, Karen?
No, never. Beautiful name.
Are there traits of Karen that make you very much a Karen?
I'm doing the best. I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm a Kazza.
Kazza. Look, Karen, you've had a tough run. You can head along. You're going to see the Bodyguard musical, all right?
Oh, yay. Awesome. Thanks so much. Yay.
Please don't complain.
No.
Just enjoy.
I'm not going to complain today. I listened to all those phone calls today, and I'm not going to complain about anybody.
Thank you, Karen.
At the Spotlight Theatre, Benowa, and it starts today. Let's chat to Karen from Crestwood Heights. G'day, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You're right to reply, Karen.
Well, I think it was sort of funny originally when they were talking about Karens being middle-aged women wanting to see the manager if something wasn't right. But yeah. Karens were really the sort of people that would actually tell you if you weren't doing something right, not be the ones that are not wearing masks and telling off staff at Bunnings. So you're
annoyed at the other Karens for giving the good Karens a bad name.
Yeah.
Well, I just think the whole Karen thing's kind of lost its way and sort of for Karens to be the name of every total loser not doing the right thing is really quite offensive to all the fabulous Karens out there who are in their 50s doing great things in their community and work.
Yeah. So you think I missed my mark? You think that I got half of the spray right but half of it wrong?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Karens are actually the people doing the right thing and not the ones that are idiots doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, the Karen that everyone's complaining about, her real name's Lizzie. It's not even Karen.
Oh, exactly. Why don't we call them Lizzies?
Exactly, and the other one's called Kerry. So, it's the whole Karen thing, you know, being middle-aged woman, I mean, you could sort of pick really any name from the 60s that people don't really use for their babies much anymore, Tracy, Michelle, Linda, Jane, Kathy, Julie, Kim.
Wow. All those names. Whoa. Well, let me not get me started. There's 15 weeks of sprays there.
All right, Karen.
You know what I mean? They're all names from the 60s that people don't use anymore, and they're all now in their 50s.
Karen, you're going to see the Bodyguard musical
as
well.
Yes, you are. We're rewarding Karens.
There we go. Good idea,
enjoy it, Karen.
All right. Hey, Karen from Helensvale. Good morning, Karen.
Well, good morning, and how are you today? Look, such a lovely, nice personality. I'm just being the really nice side of Karen here.
Oh, that's good.
I know, so loving.
Nice and to finally
Peter,
get one.
Peter, you're just like my adopted son. You and Herbie are joined at the hip at times, and, you know, it's just so nice to see. But I tell you what, you step in front of me and I'll clip you across the ears as quick as anything.
The Karen clip.
I don't think that girl's name was Karen. It was Peter with an A.
This is Karen. This is Herb's mum.
Oh, no. I didn't mean to offend you, Karen.
All right, Karen, you can join the other tables of Karen as well at the Bodyguard musical live at Spotlight Theatre in Benowa. All righty, enjoy that.
I'll be at the front row.
Don't whinge, Karen. And plus, you know what? I must admit, there's one thing I do like about this, Karen.
What?
She drinks Bundy on a golf course.
Oh, God. I did it the other day. Holy crap.
You give Karen's a good name.
I did well.